Local Hero is going to be ridden by jockey Florent Giroux for trainer Steve Asmussen. And Florent, nice enough to be with us now on the Equine Forum. Florent, thanks for spending a little time, my friend. Appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy to have you on board. It's been quite a couple of weeks for you. You've ended up in Dubai, you've been out in New Mexico, and now here you are back at the fairgrounds where you've been based throughout the winter. We're going to talk about the Louisiana Derby, but let's start with what happened in Dubai. You're a board gunrunner in the Dubai World Cup. Your main competition, Arrowgate, breaks almost dead last. You turn for home. It looks like you're in great shape, and then all of a sudden here comes this whiz past you, which is Arrowgate. What was that like, my friend?
That was not a good feeling. No, you know, I didn't know it was last until, you know, I pulled up, you know, right after the race, and I want to see Mike, you know, and congratulate him. And he said to me, you have to watch the race. He said, that was unbelievable. I was last, and I was able to win it, you know, pretty easily. But he said, not as Mike said, that was not his game plan, but the horse got squeezed, you know, leaving the gate and end up, you know, dead last, and was able to circle the field and just get the win easily. So just show you how special is the horse.
And your horse is a really nice horse who's getting super good right now. He's arguably one of the best horses in the United States. You know, was there a video screen or something that you could sneak a peek at and see how you were doing at some point in the stretch?
No, I was not. No, I was looking forward. A great trip, and I thought I had it. You know, my horse was running. He was moving very forwardly, you know, when I asked him to go about the 400 meters, and I put away easily Neolithic, you know, like, when I start asking my horse, I start opening up, you know, 2-3 lengths, you know, on that horse. And from there, I'm like, well, I should be home free. And when I start asking my horse, you know, Arrowgate just went by me, you know, very easily. And just, I couldn't keep up with him.
Flo, I talked to Johnny here yesterday, and he said that he heard the announcer say that Arrowgate had broken at the back of the pack. Did you hear that? Did you know that Arrowgate way back?
No, I didn't hear. You know, it's funny because Javier, you know, Castellano saw me the same thing. He was right next to him, and maybe because Javier was almost in the back, you know, and he heard like, hey, Arrowgate, you know, is now alive or something, you know, and Javier was like, oh, wow, you know. It's like maybe we have a shot now. But, you know, he said, by the 584, he just went by him. And
were you surprised? Were you surprised at all that you were by yourself, that like, maybe Arrowgate was nowhere to be seen? Did that feel a little strange?
No, you know what? No, it doesn't really surprise me. You know, first, you know, because my horse always have a great tactical speed. That's why, you know, he's as good as he is, because he always puts himself in a good spot. He's never, you know, trapped, you know, behind horses or wide or anything, because he's very, very sharp, you know, and he got some nice early speed, so he always take a decent position, like horses like American Pharoah or California Chrome, you know, horses who jump from the gate, you know, very quickly and are able to, like, take good position. But Arrowgate is a different type of horse. He's bigger, you know. It takes him like three, four steps to really like have the engine going, you know. So I was surprised, yes and no, you know. I think that the only weakness, you know, we can see on Arrowgate is sometimes you just need like 3-4 jumps, you know, to get into a nice rhythm, you know. And that's his only thing.
Let's assume that up the road, which we all hope happens, you get that rematch with Arrowgate, and Gunrunner appears to be the next best horse in the country right now. I think a lot of people would agree with that. What's the key to being able to turn the tables on Arrowgate when you meet him again?
Well, I think Arrowgate, you know, needs to have some, like, no luck, you know, in racing, you know. I think Arrowgate so far is the better horse, you know. My horse, we never know, you know, maybe he can improving, and Arrowgate maybe can go down a little bit, you know. No, but I think Arrowgate is can be beatable, you know. It's anything can happen in racing, you know. Zenyatta get beat, and even Arrogate got beat, you know, in his first start. So you never know. It's, you know, some like equal of getting beat, you know, in Dubai the other day, you know. He was slow, he got squeezed, he was back, he had to go wide. If there was maybe another horse or two in front of him who would have blocked him, maybe we won't be able to get up on time, you know. You never know. It's horse racing, you know. You can't win it if you're not in it.
Yeah, that's right. Gunrunner was a really good three-year-old, but it seems like he's much better at four. What changes have you seen in him?
Well, I think he's probably getting faster, getting a little bit stronger. And he takes his races really well, you know. It's not like horses I've been reading. It's not very common to have horse, you know, like him, who's been in some very tough races and just keep improving. You know, sometimes some of those tough races kind of knock them out a little bit, and sometimes get them tired, or just horses sometimes get discouraged, you know. Sometimes they don't get the spirit up when they don't win. But him is different. The more harder you run, the next following race is going to be better. So I think it's like compare him as a boxer, you know, the harder you punch him, you know, the harder he get up and the stronger he gets. I think it's pretty special horse for a horse who's not that big, you know, as Arrogate or some other horses. He has a big heart, and he has a great great way of moving. He always puts his neck very very high, very low down, and carries a lot. Like, he has a very nice stride. For a small horse, he's pretty long.
Visiting with jockey Florent Giroux here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Flo, it's appropriate that we would be talking about Gunrunner on this day, because it was 1 year ago that Gunrunner won the Louisiana Derby, gave you your first victory in the race. Of course, he was trained by Steve Asmus, and here you go again. You come back this afternoon with local hero. You're looking to go back-to-back. Steve's looking to go back-to-back in the race. Tell me a little bit about Local Hero. You've been aboard him the past couple of times.
Yeah, Local Hero was super impressive the first time I sat on him, you know, when he broke his maiden. Last time, a little bit different story. I saw him a little bit leaving the gate, and there was another horse who was supposed to be a pacemaker, so I came a little bit away from there. Take a good position, and from there he was a bit too aggressive, and he ran off down the backside, and he got tired at the end. But I think he ran too fast too early. That's what I thought, you know. He still hang on to finish third, but I don't think he did it the right way. In his maiden win, he was very nice and relaxed, and pretty much geared down all the way around. And last time I felt like he was doing a little bit too much in the backside, so. Hopefully he can relax like he did, you know, in his maiden win here, and hopefully run a big race.
Are you going to try to slow him down a little bit, or what's the strategy?
Yes and no. I can't really, like, try to force him to do something he does not want to, but Steve is confident, you know. He said the horse, you know, the timing last time was not exactly what he wanted, and now... he has a tough race, you know, underneath him. And in his maiden win, he wins so easily, so I'm not sure if he had a lot out of it, too. This time, at least, he tried hard, and we learned something about him we didn't know the time before. Hopefully, we can try to fix that. And I think in the race is wide open. I don't see a horse I'm really afraid of. Gavin is a nice horse, don't get me wrong, but he still need to prove it, you know.
Yeah, they all need to prove it, and they need to prove it at a mile and an eighth, which is brand new to all these horses as well. And Local Hero certainly has a pedigree to get that added distance. Do you get a feeling when you're aboard him, Flo, that he's a horse that can get the mile and an eighth and maybe even further?
Well, the first time I rode him, I think he could have gone as far as you think a horse can run. Don't get me wrong, you know, he was very sharp, you know, and pretty quick. But he was doing it very easily. I never moved on him, and he got the mile and 70 yards on mile 16 easily. He could have gone a mile 8. That day, he probably would have won even by further lane. Now, I don't know. It's up to him, you know. I need to see how he can handle, you know, the pressure early on and go from there. Since the horse of Joe Sharp is probably a horse who has to go on the lead, the outside horse after.
He's jockey Florent Giroux with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Flo, I know that you are a big supporter of the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund, just as we are here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Your friend and colleague, Francisco Torres, went down in a spill earlier this week. He was in the hospital. Any update on how he's doing? Have you heard anything or seen him or talked with him?
Yeah, I know, actually. I went to visit him yesterday. I have several horses who scratched, you know, at the races. I had only 1 month left, and I was the 11th, so I had all day. I went to visit him, and he's doing pretty good. He had surgery, and he was in good spirit. The surgery went well, and they put some screws in his neck. He broke his neck, and he broke his tailbone, but his tailbone, he didn't do nothing about it. They just put some screws and things in his neck. But the doctor told him if everything goes well, he could be back on the horse in 3 months. So pretty good. And the doctor was pretty amazed. He was able to, like, move his hand, legs, like pretty much normal. It's pretty rare when someone breaks his neck.
Wow, just incredible and good news. I'm glad to hear that Cisco is doing well, and we wish him all the best. We'll keep him in our thoughts and our prayers. And same with you, Florent. Have a safe trip out there this afternoon every time you get a leg up, and we will look forward to talking with you again soon. Thanks so much, my friend.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.